Rather unusual relief effort is underway to help the town of Phil Campbell, Alabama, devastated by a tornado, one of the hundreds of tornadoes that tore through the state last month. Spearheading the effort is Phil Campbell of New York City.
I have been organizing and planning for months a convention of guys named Phil Campbell and women named Phyllis Campbell to join me in that town. We were going to have a, there was going to be a parade for us. It was going to be a very quirky convention that the townspeople were really into too. And it was in fact planned as part of their 100th anniversary of their town. So these were folks coming and just dressed. These were Phil Campbells coming from all over the world. Four guys from Australia. So we were planning on doing this convention, and then the tornado hit, and we had to decide what we were going to do. So it was unanimously decided that we were going to help out in any way we could. So we're still going to Phil Campbell, Alabama in June, but this time is sort of a relief effort.
Many of the Phil Campbells are already pitching in.
We have a Phil Campbell in Darlington, South Carolina, who's keeping in touch with the hotels in the area. A number of different Phil Campbells who have just been pitching in. We got a Phil Campbell in Nottingham, England, who's been doing our social and web media presence. Two Phil Campbells, one from Georgia and one from Birmingham, Alabama, have driven straight to the town immediately afterwards, and we'll be coming back in June, but they drove straight to the town to help out, tear down some, help remove debris, basically. So everybody's pitching in any way they could.
Nearly 100 homes were destroyed.
This is a town of 1,000 people. It was a tornado that was, with 175 mile per hour winds, cut a path that was half a mile wide and 12 miles long that went just through the southern part of town and really devastated the town.
So far, the group has raised about $1,000. This is KNX 1070 News Radio, Tuesday, May 17th. I'm Tom Huell.
And I'm Linda Nunez. Story.